The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Feeling so high must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620, letting your love flow on Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time for Avalon HR. Today joining us is our VP of Sales and Marketing, Chip Wood, as well as the HR and Benefits Manager, Stacey Oren. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
They picked the song. It was perfect for
perfect
today.
Perfect song.
So how are you? Guys. Yeah.
Doing
Bellamy
good.
Brothers.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
I'm guessing as an HR, you might be just a little busy right now.
Little bit.
Yeah, people calling you at 10 o'clock at night. You got my W-2.
Unfortunately, Chip
is got
not
right
joking.
Under my pillow here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made that call yesterday to the other place.
Well, here's the thing, folks. You know, I know we all want our W-2s. We're all excited and ready, but there's a lot that goes into W-2 production. You've got to make sure that everything is balanced for year end. There's, you know, all kinds of state, federal filings that have to be exact to the penny before you can produce those things to keep anybody from getting in any unintentional trouble. So it's not just, it's January 1st, press a button, and here's your mm-hmm. W-2s. There's a lot of work that goes into that. So if your company has not sent them yet, please extend them a little grace and know that they are coming. Everybody will meet the deadlines. They always do, but
well,
it just may not be yet.
Just out of consideration, I was talking to my former HR company, and they were saying, and also they had a week of snow.
That
they weren't in the office,
too.
So they could do some remote work, but they couldn't get the W-2s mailed out because that was normally the week they would mail them out.
Right.
Who got snow?
Can you believe I just said that in this
area?
No,
it was crazy, isn't it?
Wasn't it?
That was pretty wild.
On that note, you know, yes, we did. We did not go to the office for several days, but we kept running. We were working remote. Our payrolls went off without a hitch. Nobody missed a payday. Nobody missed anything. It's just we were a little displaced for a few days, but you know, it was kind of business as usual for us.
Well, that's good. That's good news. So some of the things on your plate right now that you're looking at for the new year.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about something that I mentioned when we came in. And this is not to be a political preference in any way, form, shape, whatsoever, but just something we're seeing a lot more of, and I think people need to know what the consequences of this action could potentially be. There's a big movement on social media right now to go exempt on your withholding, exempt on your taxes, okay? There are very few people that we come across doing what we do that are truly exempt from paying federal taxes. Excuse me. It can happen, but it is very rare. We see it often with especially younger folks just entering the workforce that read that form and they end up at the bottom. They're like exempt, and we're mm-hmm. like, probably not. And let me tell you why. So we talked to them about it, and they're like, oh, okay. So it's the way the form is written. It is very deceptive, especially if you are a younger person in the workforce. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And people have a tendency to read into things that aren't really there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not well clarified, I guess, on that form.
And there's a lot of fine print.
Yes, that. So, yes, you can go exempt. Technically, okay, if you're just adamant, I am not paying federal taxes. Okay, but here's what happens, and I tell every person this that says, tells me that, oh, I'm exempt from federal taxes. Okay, quite frequently we get letters from the IRS that says, Meg has stated that she is exempt. We don't think Meg is exempt based on her prior year filings. Please change her withholding to. Mm-hmm. And the IRS will literally tell us what to change you're withholding to.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have absolutely no choice but to comply at that point.
Wow. Okay.
So anybody that says that, I always follow it up with an email. Hey, Meg, I understand that you've asked to be exempt on your taxes. We will honor that request. But I must let you know that if the IRS notifies us otherwise, we have no choice but to comply with the IRS's determination. And it could come back and say, Meg is single zero, Meg is married and four.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they deem that they feel you should be is what we are required to change it to. So, you know, I'm seeing this movement more and more on Facebook and TikTok, and it's like, hey, let's just everybody stop paying federal taxes. You can do that, but just know that it will catch up with you.
No doubt, yeah. It doesn't seem like a smart move.
Maybe not today or tomorrow or mm-hmm. next month. I mean, maybe not even next year, but trust me, they will catch up with you.
Well, when you turn that tax return in and you've made a certain amount of money, that's when they're going to get you, right? I mean,
nine times
if you didn't
10.
Pay any taxes last year and you turn it in and you made $50,000, $60,000,
you're going to be on the hook for some cash.
Yes, I was going to say. Because there were times when I was very young that they would say I wasn't making enough money. Right. So it kind of made sense at that time. But that was, I mean, long time ago.
There is still a threshold. And we still have some part-time restaurant employees and such that don't hit that taxable amount. And that's okay, you know, mm-hmm. because typically those are the people who get anything they would have paid back anyway. And we've talked about this before with the tax changes in the last couple of years. The goal of the IRS is truly to have no one get a return and no one owe. They want you to be at zero,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I've said many times, it's not working as intended. It's not working as they thought it was going to. But that was the intention, okay, was for nobody to get these big refunds back and nobody to owe a bunch of money. So they tried to restructure that tax form to where you would literally break even mm-hmm. at the end of the year, which is what you should be doing anyway. And all
I mean, they're not
reality,
paying any interest.
Right.
They're the only ones that get interest.
Mm-hmm. Right. You should be breaking even, because if you're not, if you're getting this big refund back, it simply means that is money you were due all year long
mm-hmm.
that you had to wait and get, that you could have utilized. And like Chip said, you could have taken that extra money and earned money
invested it.
And got something from it. But you basically loaned the government $3,000-$5,000, whatever your return is, over the course of the year that could have been yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have made more money with that than they did.
No, absolutely.
That makes perfect sense. If you just joined us on News Radio 92.3, we are talking with our friends at Avalon HR on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got questions, this is a great topic, taxes and tax forms and filling them out and all that fun stuff. Call in with a question, or actually text in with a question, at 850-437-1620.
And it is fun.
Fun?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Interesting, Chip, we have different definitions of fun.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure about that.
You know, it is. It's not a fun thing at all, because it's very stressful. And people have a tendency to start looking at all these tax forms. And Stacy, she does this a lot more than I do as far as interact with the forms. And they start filling these things out, and then the IRS has decided they're going to put this work page in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody has their own versions of math. So when they
That's a nice way of saying
this. When they finish working this worksheet, it's like the government owes them money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's just not, you know, they come up with these deductions that aren't really there. I mean, basically, if you have two children and you're married with two dependents.
Mm-hmm.
You see some that are saying, well, no, I'm married, but I, you know, according to this worksheet, I got nine dependents. And no, I don't think so.
Right.
You know,
we had someone come in the other day and they read it. It says you can take $2,000 per dependent up to 17 dependents.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
34 grand.
This woman put $34,000.
Did she have any proof of any of these folks?
No, we can't.
We cannot ask for proof. You can.
Oh, really? Interesting.
No, you can put whatever you want on your withholding, and it doesn't have to match what you file at the end of the year. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter.
Okay.
So you can put single, married, one kid, 10 kids, and that just affects how much comes out of your check every week. It does not matter how you actually file on that at the end of the year. Like, they don't have to match.
Okay.
But when she's saying she's got $34,000 independent credits, that means they're not going to take a bit of tax because they're like, you're going to get all this back. Mm-hmm. And she called and she's like, why aren't any taxes being taken out of my check? And we're like, well, so we start looking at it. And we're like, ma'am, you claim $34,000 in exemptions, basically. You know, there. Do you have 17 dependents? No, I have one.
Oh, my goodness.
But the way she interpreted that form was that she could take that $2,000 up to 17 times. So she did.
Wow. Okay.
Like I said, people love to read a whole lot into stuff that's just not there.
So. Well, the thing that's hard for me is it's ever changing. It seems like from year to year, there are these subtle little changes that, and I've been in the business world for 20 something plus years, and it's every year is a little something different. I mean, it is nice to have a good accountant that can help you out for personal means or some kind of a financial advisor. But I worry about the people that don't have educations, that haven't gone to school, that don't have good math. What are they going to do? So it's helpful to have someone not like you that is in their corner.
Well, I have a personal saying that they just don't want you to get too comfortable.
Oh, maybe that's it. That could be true.
And regardless of, you know, again, the speculation we're hearing, what could happen with the IRS, what might happen with the IRS, it hasn't happened yet, folks.
Right.
And until it does, you know, you
got to play by the rules that are out there. So, you know, I don't sometimes like the rules myself, but that's the rules. And if you just want to stay away from lawyers and tax court and everything else, which, by the way, you will lose usually because they can outmoney you. You know, when your attorney runs out of, you know, you get tired of paying your attorney, their attorneys just keep on getting paid. So it's not a good thing. It's not fun. We a lot of times we don't think it's fair ourselves, but you know, it's what the hand that you're dealt, so you play it.
Well, from having run an organization and businesses over the years, it's very helpful. It's always been helpful to me to have an HR firm like Avalon HR.
Absolutely.
Because, quite frankly, especially small businesses don't have time to deal with these questions.
They really don't. And you have other things on your mind. I'm trying to develop my widget. I'm trying to sell my widget. I'm trying to do all these things. Oh, and now you want me to learn taxes too? Well, I'm not an accountant. I'm a widget maker.
Right.
So, you know, it's best just to call us. We handle all of these things for you. We handle your payroll taxes. We make sure they're all paid in a timely fashion. We make sure that all your state unemployment is paid in a timely fashion. All of these things that most people don't even understand or how they work or why they work. Don't worry about it. Just give us a call at 850-475-1555, and we'll take all that worry away from you.
And if it is a specific tax question, please ask to speak to someone in our tax and compliance department and not me and Jib.
Oh, there you go. Well, see, you have a tax and compliance department, which is fantastic.
It's imperative.
It's fantastic.
And they have to keep track of, you know, all the payroll taxes and make sure everybody's. But we are ESAC and we are IRS certified.
So what does ESAC mean?
Well, ESAC is Employer Services Company.
Something.
Yeah, and what they do is they guarantee that everything that we do is straight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the IRS certification means that if we were to make a mistake, which to my knowledge we haven't, but if we ever made one, you, meaning the client, could not be held liable for what we did. Where in past, if you're not IRS certified and if we make a mistake, the IRS goes, yeah, well, so what? Thank you, but we're going after your client.
It's still you as the client's responsibility. But with us, it's ours.
It's a responsibility that we take on. And to do that, we get audited frequently because the IRS wants to make sure that by giving us the certification that we are above approach. I mean, everything we do is perfect.
How long have y'all been in business now?
17 years.
Yeah. With a great reputation in the community,
absolutely.
For sure.
And most of our staff has been very long-term. I mean, I'm coming up, I'm one of the junior members of the newest members, and I'm coming up on 5 years.
Wow.
I've been there 15.
Wow. Chip's been there 15. Yeah, we're a pretty set bunch of folks, so it's not, you know, we get to know our clients. We know who they are, their unique things that make them and makes their business what it is and how to help maximize their business the best that we can.
Well, your hands-on attention in the relationship building that you do, then that's something that people with you for a long time because they trust you, they can call you, they can get what they need.
One of the things I enjoy, and I've been doing this for so many years now, that one of the things I really enjoy is the fact that I'm in different businesses all the time. So I get a chance to look at different businesses, and it's fun to look at that, how people operate their businesses and how they came up with the idea and mm-hmm. so forth and so on. And that's very interesting to me.
Yeah, keeps it interesting
for
sure.
It does.
We're talking this morning with our friends at Avalon HR. We've got our VP of Sales and Marketing, Chip Wood, as well as the HR and Benefits Manager, Stacy Oren. If you've got a question, you can always text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620, and I know they will do their best to answer it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And give us a call. If you think of something later, you know, give us a call, 850-475-1555. And, you know, we always strive to really help the community and help the businesses locally, as well as, you know, we have businesses in California that use our services. But anybody locally, that if you've got a question that you just happen to be thinking about, give us a call. We'd be happy to answer it for you.
Okay. And you can also go to your website to see the services that you provide. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other services that you do provide?
Well, we can handle your work comp. We respond to all your unemployment claims. We offer a program called FinFit to employees that allows them to get financial education, which is something that's very lacking. And they can do short-term loans that aren't predatory. They can get like an advance on their pay for like a flat $5 fee. But it gives them the opportunity to take classes and learn more about how to be financially responsible and independent. We partner with some other programs to give your employees discounts on theme parks and hotels and Broadway shows and things like that. But from internal, we can handle your links at work comp, all your unemployment inquiries, HR needs, payroll, which is what we were based and started off of, is, you know, the payroll services, and just basically, you know,
safety manuals, safety books.
That's a huge safety. That's a huge piece for most businesses.
I send a lot of topics out to our industrial type clients that they do what they call toolbox topics, mm-hmm. and they have to give a little safety briefing about once a week on you know, things. So I furnish a lot of the businesses with topics that they can discuss. You know, fall protection, ladder safety, things like that, which seems very simple to us as we sit here. But you'd be surprised of the people that they're confused by a stepladder. So, you know, we try to help folks out. We really do.
Ergonomics. We have a lot of ergonomics training. We have a lot of things that we can. We have a whole training library that we can assign to your employees, and it issues them a certificate of completion afterwards. I use that a lot in the HR side on harassment, discrimination, how to play nice in the workplace, because some people really struggle with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to become best friends with your coworkers. You just have to coexist in the same building for 8 hours a day. That's all that's being asked of you. And we have some classes to teach you better how to do that. You know, we've just got a full range of things that any average business owner, it would be almost impossible for you to compile all of these because it would be very cost prohibitive. And we are able to pool as a company all of our resources and let you use them with no additional charge to you. Like, all this is included in, you know, it's like if you call me, we don't charge you separately for talking to HR. We don't charge you separately when you have a work comp claim. It's all included in our initial fee. So you get the full package, you know, whatever you need. And even once the employees leave, we've had this come up a lot, you know, their employees call and say, hey, I'm termed, I can't get in the portal. Well, have you tried? Because you always have access to that portal. Oh, I just thought you cut me off because I left. Nope, you got it. That's where all your paycheck stubs live, your W-2s, everything lives in that portal. And it is yours for life. You know, as long as you're here, it's there. And so they can access it, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They need that information, they can get it. They don't have to wait on, you know, their former boss try to get in touch with them or try to get in touch with us. It's there for you. It always stores that. That same system allows you to change your tax withholdings whenever you want to. We talked about this in the fall. A lot of people do change their taxes after October to get a little extra money through the holidays. Because by October, you've typically met your tax burden. Most folks have. And then in January, they change it back. Well, they don't have to wait on anybody to do that. They can just go in, change it back. Everything is back to good. If you have the 401k plan, there's a link, a direct single sign-on link from your portal to get into your 401k. And you'd always keep an eye on that. Request time off. Everything is done through that portal, and it's always available to you. It's very user-friendly. It can be accessed via desktop. There's a mobile version. You know, however you prefer to do it, you can do it.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it. I mean, a lot of people call and inquire about, you know, I'm having a hard time getting into my portal. Well, you know, go through the proper steps and there usually isn't a problem. Once in a while, like with anything electronic, you're going to have a little glitch here and there, but you know, we always straighten things out.
The biggest issue I find with people who have the portal is when they signed up with an email address they no longer have.
Oh yes.
Yep.
And you know, as one of these people, I'm gonna date myself here, folks, but I still have an AOL email address.
Oh, I was just gonna say that.
Yes.
That I have had forever. I mean, like since the inception of AOL, but you know, it's not broke. I'm sure as heck not going to forget that email address at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I have, but that's the biggest thing we encounter. People are like, oh, hey, I don't know what email I signed up. And I'm like, oh, hey, or they can't access the email anymore, you know, something like that. But you know, there's workarounds for that too.
Right.
But, for the most part, you know, most people get it and it's good.
You know, Meg, the bottom line is if you run a business or if you own a business, you need to give us a call because you really do need Avalon for what we do. And it's very simple, just for an informational to help you in your own mind. You know, just give us a call at 850-475-1555 or we're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. We're local. You don't need to worry about some fogged in airport in South Florida trying to get your
right.
payroll out to you.
Right.
We've got it right there at our office and we'll be more than happy. You can drop by and see what we do, how we do it.
Meet everybody in person,
yeah.
Put some, you know, faces well, with
the,
names.
Yeah, it's about the relationship and then knowing how your business works. And you do offer benefits as well, correct?
We do. And we are coming up on our open enrollment. I was working on that yesterday and, this is the time of year, every year about the 1st of February, I desperately think about running away, but I do not.
As they say, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. But yes, we do offer full benefits from, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield medical to dental, vision, worksite products, which are like your short-term disability, hospital, critical care, life insurance. All that. We have a full menu to choose from, and you can customize it to what works from your business. You do not have to take it all. You can, you know, if you're like, I can only do dental and vision, okay, do dental and vision. It's perfectly fine. We'll customize it to suit your needs, wants, and what works best for your employees.
All right. Well, at the time has flown by yet again.
Yeah, we've got
as always.
I know.
Always.
We got about a minute left, so maybe give some of the contact information again. And
well, you can always call myself or Stacy at Avalon HR. We are at 100 South Pace Boulevard, and phone number is 850-475-1555. And we'll be happy to help you with any questions that you have, or maybe you're confused about something. And if we don't know the exact answer, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Real quick.
And you're welcome to check out our website, avalonhr.com. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook. We're looking to expand to some other socials, but, you know, give us a follow. We've got a new person. Our new salesperson is taking over our LinkedIn, and he's doing an amazing job with that. I try to monitor our Facebook, and I'll be the first to admit sometimes I'm on it, and sometimes, you know, work gets in the way. But we do post some good, helpful, we hope, information, and we would love to see you and engage with you on those platforms. So, you know, give us a look up.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you, as always.
Thank
our
you.
Friends at Avalon HR, Chip Wood and Stacy Oren. And if you want to reach them, 850-475-1555.
That's
All
it.
Right. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.